2. Everybody knows that Maniac McGee, then Jeffrey, started out in Hollidaysburg and wound up in Two Mills. The question is, what took him so long? And what did he do along the way? Sure, 200 miles is a long way, especially on foot, but the year that it took him to cover it was about 51 weeks more than he needed, figuring the way he could run, even then. The legend doesn't have the answer. That's why this period is known as the Lost Year. And another question. Why did he stay here? Why Two Mills? Of course, there's the obvious answer that sitting right across the Schuylkill is Bridgeport, where he was born. Yet there are other theories. Some say he just got tired of running. Some say it was the butterscotch crimpets. And some say he only intended to pause here, but that he stayed because he was so happy to make a friend. If you listen to everybody who claims to have seen Jeffrey Maniac McGee that first day, there must have been 10,000 people and a parade of fire trucks waiting for him at the town limits. Don't believe it. A couple of people truly remember, and here's what they saw. A scraggly little kid jogging toward them, the soles of both sneakers hanging by their hinges and flopping open like dog tongues each time they came up from the pavement. But it was something they heard that made him stick in their minds all these years. As he passed them, he said, "Hi." Just that. "Hi." And he was gone. They stopped. They blinked. They turned. They stared after him. They wondered, "Do I know that kid?" Because people just didn't say that to strangers out of the blue.